Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This core has been together for a long time, and we've been building to this moment all along. The work that's gone on behind the scenes, the conversations, the endless, disappointments, and some good times along the way, obviously, as well. We're all in this together, trying to get it over that finish line. With that being said, ultimately, still need to do what's best for me and my family, and that's who you have to take care of first. But of course, there's unfinished business here. Yeah.
Connor McDavid. Everybody may be freaking out he might leave because that sounded like a guy that's going to leave. He sounded like a guy that's going to leave.
I think, or like, there are things he could have said yesterday that could have squashed that as a story in a debate maybe for the next couple of months, and I think he did the opposite yesterday.
Maybe doesn't know if he's going to leave, but maybe is very, very open to or thinking about his next step.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like, oh, yeah, we're going to get that done. Like, I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to be here. I want to retire here.
He did not say it was, if I believe that this is the best place to win, like, if I believe this is the best place to, like, that is not sounding like somebody who is very confident that it is the best place for you to win and that there isn't somewhere else that you could find that would give you a better shot. I know they were just in the finals, but, I mean, he's in no rush, right? Like, I don't know. Sounded to me like he's very open to taking this into the final year of his contract, at the very least.
Yep.
Which I'm excited about. I mean, is that not that is immediately the biggest story in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Him potentially going to a new team immediately is the biggest story in the league.
You wonder how Draisaitl would feel about that. He just resigned.
I know.
And I mean, is McDavid going to go where? Toronto? Join Matthews? Is he going to go to Dallas?
How about Vegas if Eichel goes to Boston?
Vegas
is an idea.
The thing I think of is there's always...
I think Tampa makes sense.
There's always the wild card team, and that's Gaudreau picking the Blue Jackets. What?
Yeah.
Why? It was a shock. And,
right.
I've got it written down as a potential game if you want to play a game later. Like McDavid to the Sabres. Or blank. What is more what would be more shocking in the sports world?
Than McDavid to the Sabres?
McDavid in unrestricted free agency saying, you know what, unfinished business. I thought I was gonna go there when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about it ever since.
We're gonna have a tough time, I think.
What if he's what if he's one of these guys that, takes McNeese State to the Natty when he plays college football? He wants to get the D2 team. He's a project guy. He likes to, build programs.
Listen, in those NCAA dynasties, what do you end up doing after you're at McNeese State for a couple of years?
You take the Bama
job?
You
go to Texas.
Who wants that?
You go to Texas or Bama or LSU. You don't stay there.
I mean,
he might already feel like he's been at his McNeese State
that
for
might be
years.
Right. But when Big Cat was doing all those college football games during like COVID and people were watching him stream games. He took Akron to the national championship.
Uh-huh.
There was an investment there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's a reference. Eric in Lockport. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Morning, boys. How you been?
Good.
Well, I just kind of wanted to ask about like the state of the NHL in general. I mean, with the no movement and no trade clauses, I think it's bad for the league, to be honest. If you go through the standings year by year, I think it's pretty much created a situation where the standings are mostly static. I mean, you have a team that moves up here or moves down there, but it's basically the same teams in each division for about a decade. I mean, I don't know when the collective bargaining is up. I don't know what it would take, but the NFL does not have this problem, and it's a way bigger league. I would have to imagine the player union has more power, and player movement is still a constant thing all the time, even great players. So I just don't know what the process would even be, but I honestly just don't even think that these movement clauses should be a thing, and that's just kind of what I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. The problem is, you know, you're asking the players to give any lever of control they have away. Like, you want to get a CBA where there are no movement clauses? Now it becomes, why would I ever sign an 8-year contract?
Right.
I can't sign with you. The no movement clause exists to protect a player from unpredictable advantage changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you if you want even more player movement, because guys don't sign for long, what was the longest you would sign if you didn't know your team was going to trade you or if they would keep you? I'm not going to sign for 8 years. In 3 years, what if you send me to Winnipeg? Mm-hmm. I signed up to live in Tampa, and I don't want to live in Winnipeg. Or I signed up to live in Winnipeg. I don't want to live in Tampa.
Right.
There are some people that would be like that. So the no movement clauses protect the players.
Yeah.
And they also, even though these teams want to, well, teams like the Sabres would be upset about them existing and it makes their life harder, it's in large part.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a tool that the good teams get to reap the benefits of, because a player is more likely to commit if they know the commitment is real.
That's right. You also do get it in other sports, even if it's not in written, right? Like, there's no trade protection stuff in the NFL, or are there? Are there no trade clauses in NFL contracts?
Mike Tomlin has one.
Okay, so maybe there are some. Did Antonio Brown have one when he was getting traded to the Buffalo Bills? Or did he just tell the Bills and tell everybody, yeah, I'm not doing that?
Yeah.
And that's why it got nixed. That's the equivalent of a no trade clause, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not written into the contract. So, I don't know. I get it. It makes it harder for the teams like Buffalo and for Winnipeg and for Columbus and, you know, small market teams, some of which that don't have a lot of success, especially the Sabres. But I'm almost never for let me take anything away from the players and give it back to the owners, right? Like, those negotiations, especially the way the NHL operates with stuff, where like they use every little thing as a bargaining tool. Like, the Olympics were used as this
mm-hmm.
for years. Just like, ugh, it grosses me out the way the NHL does some of that stuff. So I'm not taking anything away from the players, personally.
Thanks, Eric.
Even though I know it does make life harder.
Yeah. Only for some teams, though. It only makes life harder for
some
teams.
How many really is it? Is it like 5 or 6?
No.
You're on everybody's list.
No.
The Sabres, you're on like 90% of lists, or the Blue Jackets, or Winnipeg.
Most teams. How about that? It makes it harder for most teams because it made it harder for Toronto. They asked Marner to waive his, and he said no. He was going to go away to Carolina. So, you know, sometimes it makes it tough for the team that has the player, not just, you know, if the Sabres and the Lightning have a trade in place and the player won't go to Buffalo, that doesn't just make it tough for Buffalo. That does also make it, loosely, tough for Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
We have a deal. We would like to do this. You won't waive it? All right, we're stuck. So, yeah, I don't think they're going away, and I'm not really inclined to say that they should either. I want players to have some level of protection.
Brian Burke, I guess I'm reading, did say something last year that a lot of times you'll see the modified no trade clauses that are really no Canada clauses. In other words, like, you'll get a 7-team list, and they're just the 7 Canadian teams. So that depends. Like, that would imply that the Sabres are not on some list because of that, but right, that could be some players.
And is that just an income tax list?
Maybe, because in those markets, I think those are all the highest tax markets.
I don't want to sign 8 years for $40 million, and then I get traded 2 years in, and I make significantly less if you're a player that has the option.
Right.
I wonder if that state tax story and the income tax story in Canada, it's not It's like the unsexiest story in the history of sports. Talking about who players are going to sign with based on their taxes. It's tough, but I wonder if it's going to start really taking over. And if it's just a reality the NHL will live with. I mean, other sports have the same reality. The NFL has teams in Florida and teams in New York, and the NFL has teams in Dallas and teams in New England.
Right.
But in the NHL, it seems to be a real big discussion point for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, is this how this works? Like, how much of a difference it really does make? Like, the tax rate in Toronto is number one in the league at 53%. 53%. And it's zero in Tampa and Florida? Like, that is such an enormous difference that, like, it does... You're right, like, this is one area where it might impact some teams more than others. Toronto might be that team. I mean... Look at some of the salaries of the Tampa Bay superstars, right? Like, all these players are, like, on a similar enough tier. Braden Point and Kucherov, and then in Toronto, Matthews and Marner and Nylander, if you want it. In Tampa, what do their superstars make salary cap-wise year to year? Like, what are their cap hits? If you look at their highest-paid players, Kucherov at $9.5 million. Point, it's $9.5 million. Mm-hmm. Two of the best players in the world, $9.5 million. Part of that is probably tax. Matthews, who's in the highest tax market in the league, what's his cap hit for the lease? $13.25 million. Those three players are on the same tier in the league to me. Like, maybe you would say Matthews is the best of the three, but Point and Kucherov aren't that far behind. And it's a $4 million difference almost between the two. That's one where, like, I'm not going to cry foul for the Toronto Maple Leafs, but they are spending... 11.5 on Nylander. Marner, if they got to keep him, would probably cost 14. Like, they're spending $4 or $5 million on their top guys than you're seeing in the Florida teams. That's maybe who it's killing the most.
803-0550. You guys trying to feel bad for?
I'm not. Right, I'm not trying to feel bad for the Maple Leafs, personally.
Yep. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. Paul Hamilton. 7 o'clock. The latest on the Sabres, a week away now from the NHL draft. So, you know, we'll get Paul's thoughts on the draft class. He and Brayton talked yesterday with Mike Morial from NHL.com. And, you know, how good is the draft class? Where's the strength of the draft class? Some of that, but also, you know, what the Sabres and Jarmo Kekalainen and Kevin Adams might be thinking going in. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.